Hi, this is Rabbi Jonah Lerner, and today we're going to be learning Mishnayos Maseches Tamid, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, and also we're going to start Perek Gimel and do Mishnah Aleph. So we finished talking about the mound that was made for the Mei Mizbeach of the firewood for the big pyre, the fire that would be lit and that we would use for all of the offerings of the day. And then, when they were finished with that, Baru Misham Asetena Yafin Lesader Hamarafa Shnia Lektores. They would then need to build the wood piles. They would be used to make the ashes that were the coals that were necessary to burn the Ketores. What would happen is every day they would create they would burn the fire down, they would burn wood down, the coals, and bring those coals into the Heichal, into the Mizbeach HaZahav, to then put the incense on. So, what they would do, they would select from Misham Atziteina, Yafin, they would select from fine fig tree wood for the Lesadar Maracha Shneel Ketores, for the second pyre for the Ketores, for the incense. Where would they do it? Mikneged Karen Marvis Jeromis, opposite the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Mashuch Mina Karen Kaplet Safon Arba Amos. Four Amos northward from the corner. Beomer Chamesh Sain Gecholim. So that they need to create five Sa' of coals. And the Mefarshim all talk about why it was that it was necessary to be very specific to be in this corner, but not exactly in this corner. And it had to do with the halacha is that the coals needed to be drawn min lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem always means in front of the heichal, inside the heichal. And in order for that to be necessary, based on the position of the mizbeach, the large mizbeach was outside the heichal, but it was positioned close to near or maybe in front of the entrance way to the heichal. And if this pyre was placed in this certain corner of the mizbeach, it would fulfill the requirement of lifnei Hashem because it would be adjacent to the opening doorway of the Heichal, and close enough to it to fulfill the idea of Lifnei Hashem. U'bashabbos, and on Shabbos, be'omed shmona son gecholim, sheshasham hayu nosim shnei bizichei levona shalechem upon him. And on Shabbos, they would make sure there was eight sav coals, because they needed to place two spoonfuls of frankincense for the lechem upon him, for the showbread also. And therefore, they would need more and more coals to be able to burn more things. When this was finished, ha evarim vahap darim shelo nis alklu mibarev machazirin osan lamaracha. The limbs and the fats that were not consumed overnight, they would be returned to the pyre at the beginning. In Mishnah, earlier Mishnah spoke about how the leftover things would be pushed to the side. Now this stuff would be brought on and placed by the edges of the fire to make sure that the 2 days offerings won't be mixed, but those things would be continue to burn and be burnt as well. Hitzilu shtei hamarachos ba'esh. They would then light the two pyres, the main one for the day that everything would be burnt on, and also the pyre, as we said, for the ketores that they would need to get the ashes for. V'yardu uvo lahem lishkas agazis. And then they would leave, and they would go down to the lishkas agazis, which was a chamber of hewn stone, where they would then be to do the lotteries for the remaining services. Now we'll go on to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. As we said before, they would be entering the Chamber of the Hewn Stone, getting ready to Lishkas HaGazis to get ready to do the lotteries for the rest of the Avodah. And they would get their Amar Lahem Hamemuna, the anointed one, the person whose job it was to give out the lotteries, would then say to them, Bo v'hesidu, coming, let's come and we're going to cast lots. And gave a list of all the, and the Mishnah now goes on and gives a list of all of the things that they would do the lottery on, of the people be zocha, the piece of the avodah that people be zocha to be able to do. So first is Mishochat, who's going to actually do the shechita of the Tamid, mi Zorak, who's going to throw the blood, mi Midashe Mizbeach HaPnimi, who's going to clear the ash from the inner altar, mi Midashe Nesa Menorah, who's going to clear the ash from the menorah, mi Male Varm Lekeves, who's going to bring the limbs of the Tamid onto the ramp, Harosh Vaharegel, the head of the head and the